protostellar disks subject to infall, a one-dimensional envisioned model in comparison with ALMR observations, by Karim Sheriff et al. A new one-dimensional, envisioned, and vertically integrated disk model with prescribed infall is presented. The flow is computed using a second-order shock capturing scheme. Included are vertical infall, radial infall at the outer radial boundary, radiative cooling, stellar irradiation, and heat addition at the disk surface shock. Simulation parameters are chosen to target the L1527 IRA's disk, which has been observed using ALMR, Atacama Large Millimeter Array. The results give an outer envelope of radial infall and U51R, which encounters a radial shock at R shock approximately 1.5 times the centrifugal radius, RC, across which the radial velocity is greatly reduced and the temperature rises from a pre-shock value of 20K to approximately equals 60K at RC. The azimuthal velocity U5 transitions from being 1R to being nearly Keplerian. These results qualitatively agree with recent ALMR observations, which indicate a radial shock where SO is sublimated, as well as a transition from a U5 approximately 1R region to a Keplerian inner disk. However, the observed position velocity map of cyclic C3H2, together with a certain ballistic maximum velocity relation, has suggested that the radial shock coincides with a ballistic centrifugal barrier, which places the shock at R shock equals 0.5 RC, i.e., inward of RC, rather than outward as given by our simulations, as well as previous magnetic rotating collapse simulations. This discrepancy is analyzed and discussed, but remains unresolved. This was protostellar disks subject to infall, a one-dimensional envisioned model in comparison with ALMR observations, by Karim Sheriff et al.